This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Well, last year was a year of worse when it comes to our economy. The bond market logged its worst year on record, leaving new retirees wondering, how can I stay retired? What am I supposed to do to help make sure I won't run out of money? Those concerns not going away so far in 2023. New concerns coming in about interest rates, inflation, bank failures. But don't worry, you are in the right place. Thank you for joining us today. Financial Insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity. I'm Alex Dingman, but the big man you need to know, Scott McLean, is with me as well. McLean Advisory Group. And remember, you're going to hear something today. It's going to resonate with you. It's going to raise questions. The number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. And Scott, like we know, the last thing that you want is to run out of money in retirement. And for people that have just retired, getting ready to retire these past few years, well, not making that easy. The Federal Reserve started increasing interest rates to help tamp down inflation, causing a wave of uncertainty for consumers, Scott.
You know, it wasn't just the raising of rates. It started when you start printing this unprecedented, unimaginable amount of money. It's almost like a daddy and mama going into their wallet and paying their kids' loans off and car loans off, and pretty much their bank goes down. The kids are out of their disastrous zone for a short time, and then all of a sudden mom and dad are out of money. It's almost like the banking industry. We saw this unprecedented amount of printing money. Then we got these people not going to work because they got the free money, and COVID was absolutely a train wreck. And I'm not going to go on the political side, Democrats, Republicans. I'm not going to go on that dog hunt. But when you look at money and you print so much money and you continue printing so much money, it's going to have effect on the banking, because they now called rapid inflation. You get too much money chasing after too few goods. The boats weren't coming in. The supply chain was slowing down. So this almost like the hurricane, you're hitting by all three different sides. And those of you listening, are you feel like, okay, Scott, when is this hurricane? When is this tornado? When is this disaster over? And I was watching Jamie Dimon, the way he's talking about the whack-a-mole response to the banking crisis. Is this going to be over? If you're out there and you're wondering, what do you do? This is a great time to say, you know, Scott, let me talk to you. I was on the phone call, Alex, a second ago. You probably heard me as we're talking about this guy's retirement. And in talking about the retirement, he wanted to have some kind of assurances. And I think I'm getting that more and more often. Are they going to keep raising rates? Is inflation going to keep going up? I know for a fact people need certainty. Where do we go for certainty? Where do we go for stability? And so I think for sure, if you're out there, you want to give me a call off the air, a call our studios, I'd love to help you, because this is not do it yourself. This is maybe lean on the shoulders of someone else who have been through these crises, like in 1980s when interest rates were screaming up. And Alex, you probably weren't even born then, but in 1980s, the markets went from, and those of you hearing me right now, you remember the bank rates going from around 3.5 to 5 to 7, and CDs went up to a maximum of 18.5%. We had the Tiger Bond out there paying. You've been to my dinner workshops, my lunch, my education workshops at the schools. Maybe you've come, you've seen these Tiger Bonds. I've had clients come in and guaranteeing almost 13.25% for over 20 years. And now the question is, what do we do? And I've been through those periods of time.
Right.
And I think many of us that are, my age or older, or maybe you're younger and not sure what to do, give us a call at our studios. I'd love to try to help you. 609-488-4646. I am very busy. It's during this tax season. And being so busy, the question is, will I get you? Yes, Bonnie will handle all that and try to work on my schedule. 609-488-4646. But people need to do things, Alex.
Yep.
You open the show very wonderfully because the economy seems to be so one day it's up, one day it's down. The economy needs Prozac. I mean, they need some kind of stabilization stuff.
That's true. And we're going to hear from somebody here adding to all that uncertainty. You mentioned it, but concerns about bank failures. And Jerome Powell is the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and he says it's too early to say whether problems with the banking industry could cause high inflation to continue for even longer.
Too early to say, really, whether these events have had much of an effect. It's hard for me to see how they would have helped the possibility, but I guess I would just say it's too early to say whether there really have been changes in that. The question will be how long this period is sustained. The longer it's sustained, then the greater will be the likely tightening of credit availability.
So, you know, he's not saying the sky is falling. He's also not reassuring us there.
Scott. No. And, you know, if you're looking out there and you're in retirement, you need to make one game plan. If you plan on retiring, it may be in 3 to 5 years. This is a great time to maybe put your money in some kind of stable value type of account, some kind of fixed account. Hmm. And then dollar cost average money in as the market continues to vacillate, you dollar cost averaging. So as the market drops, you're buying a lot more shares. But if you've got 3 to 5 more years, this could be a great game plan for some of you saying, what do I do? This is a great game plan. Let's put some money in some guaranteed funds that you can't lose money. And let's take the new money and let's play in the markets because we can dollar cost average and really take advantage of this whipsaw type of market. Very, very important. If you're out there right now and you're going to retire in 3 to 5 years, maybe 7 years, give our studios a call because what I find more often than not is you put your head in the sand like these ostriches and nothing's exposed but your vitals. That could be your wallet is your vitals. Don't get crazy on me. And I think this is I know this is a time maybe call your advisor, see a he or see she says. Or give our studios a call at 609-488-4646. You need certainty, so you need a game plan. And I encourage you to please give someone a call and get this lion off your back that's about to bite your neck and really maybe hurt your retirement.
Well, and you're not alone, and you don't know what you don't know. You know, it's like you might make assumptions that you got it all figured out, you've done it all right, but maybe you need that first or second opinion or just get some different eyes on your situation. Scott definitely is somebody here that can help. 609-488-4646. Just add a .com for the website. Now, Scott, I know the answer here, but how important is it for us to be diversified with our income sources in retirement? Maybe just speak to that a little bit because, you know, if you're all in one place, then, you know, you're depending on stuff that's out of your control.
You are. And if you're diversified in just the banking industry, let's say the fixed accounts, that's nice. But maybe you need to find investments like the stock market. How strong are the stocks? Could it be, let's say, a portfolio we designed 25 great stock companies that pay dividends for the past 25 years? That has earnings for the past 25 years. Yes, the value, the price of stock goes up and down, but we know we're getting a dividend, and maybe you invest by way of dividends. I call it TR equals I plus G. Total return equals interest and dividends, or I, the interest, plus G, growth. Frankly, you can't spend growth when it's going down, right? You're losing money. But if you're getting a steady income, a portfolio that's designed by way of contract, that's going to be giving you a nice little 3 to 5 to 7% rate of income or dividends, it could be a great tool. Then, of course, those people who like annuities, it could be in annuities too, but I'm not just an annuity salesman. I look at the whole picture and see what you can handle, but because I can tell you by way of dividends and interest, if we go back to 2000 to 2013, the market went nowhere. Absolutely. It went up, went down, went up, went down. Those people retired in 2000. The market dropped 47%. And then 2007 to 2009, right, the 2008 period, it dropped around 50, 60%. But had you received steady dividends, like, well, I like to make it easy, Alex, I call it the chicken and the egg. The chicken is the investment. The egg is the dividend. And so when the chicken pops out the eggs, if you don't need the money, let's reinvest the eggs and buy more chickens. But if you're going to eat the eggs, that means the principal will go up and down, but the dividends will give you, well, you can eat the eggs. And so when I look at that, almost like real estate, the house value went from $100,000 to, let's say we saw this in the great 2007-8. We see the house going from $100,000 to maybe $70,000. But if you have a renter that's paying rent, like the chicken and the eggs, the house is the chicken, the eggs is the rent, why not enjoy that dividend and not get all wrapped around the axle watching the computer, and by osmosis you're kind of wanting it to come back? We all are that way. We all love making money. But if we know we're getting the dividend, we know by way of contract, whether it's preferreds, bonds, REITs, BDCs, MLPs, nice investment tools that are out there, and we watch the risk factor, this could be amazing how you could really, really get a nice income value. And with the income value, you know that you're going to get a nice possible return. So invest for the I, not the G, when we're in a crazy market like we're in right now.
Man, that's just an excellent analogy, Scott. One more bad joke here before we go into break. If April showers bring Mayflowers, what do Mayflowers bring, Scott?
A boat? Mayflower? Is that the boat?
Pilgrims. You're on it. You're on it. You were right there. If April showers bring Mayflowers, what do Mayflowers bring? Well, they bring us pilgrims. And Scott is here to bring you some financial help. And one last time here, we got about a minute before we go into segment two. But Scott, how can people reach you?
Yes, give our studios a call. I'd love to talk to you off the air. Ask for Bonnie, please, and she can set my schedule. Plug you in there, 609-488-4646. Let me say it again. 609-488-4646. And if you want to visit our website, by the way, it's 609-488-4646.com. And you can go peruse our website. Look at the videos. Look at the education stuff. I think you will not be, you would love it. We got a lot of great stuff, and I'd love to talk to you.
Fantastic. Well, coming up here on Financial Insanity with Scott McClain, we're going to be talking about 401k and IRA decisions. Some important stuff coming up, so don't go anywhere.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McClain Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
I call it the chicken and the egg. The chicken is the investment. The egg is the dividend. And so when the chicken pops out the eggs, if you don't need the money, let's reinvest the eggs and buy more chickens.
Man, that's just an excellent analogy, Scott.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain, presented by McClain Advisory Group.
Millions of Americans' retirement money is in something like an IRA or a 401k. And as a whole, U.S. retirement assets are more than $32 trillion. And over half of it, over $19 trillion, is in IRAs and defined contribution plans. I'm Alex Dingman, along with Scott McClain. 609-488-4646 is the number, 609-488-4646. But what do you think about those figures there, and what's that mean for folks, Scott?
It's amazing. I'm so excited to see, even though the markets are like a Dunkin' yo-yo, goes up and down. When you're climbing a mountain, Alex, and you're watching, you're going a yo-yo, you're watching your yo-yo go up and down. The goal is to get to the mountaintop. So if you're just watching the yo-yo, you don't know where you're going. You're just watching the yo-yo go up and down. It's almost right now. People are watching the markets go up and down, but they don't know what's the end game. So a lot of people, all of us that are heading into retirement, they're building up their savings. There's some types of retirement accounts, whether they're Roth IRAs, you mentioned a 401k, 403b, 457. We have the defined contribution. There's a lot of different retirement plans, and I call that yummy money or ugly money. The ugly money is defined retirement plans, 401ks, 403, because when you pull it out, it's taxable. And when we spend time with our clients, we want to see the tax return and how are you going to pull out money. So the decision really is to really save money, A. B, how much should you be saving, and C, where do you put the money to get in this crazy stock market? And you definitely don't want to have a lot of Pepto-Bismol every single night when you go to bed and watch the bad news.
No.
How do you get stability and strength? And this is where you need a coach. And really, when you start pulling money out of the markets, this is now a tax game. So when you meet with your financial advisor and he or she is not asking to look at the tax return, they're leaving a piece of you out. It's like running a marathon in the rain. And on really on rocks, but you have no shoes on. Double dumb, just double dumb, double butt dumb. And I can tell you, you want to make sure you have the right equipment, the right tools when the market is like it is, volatile as it is right now, and you're about to retire. So again, I'm so glad you keep putting money in, dollar cost averaging. We can talk about that later on if they want to, but the question is, what should you do now? And I can tell you, this is really important.
Well, and Scott, the thing is, too, when we're talking about these accounts, the big thing to think about, and you hit on it, was that how are these things going to be taxed? So you're talking about a 401k, RRA, and so there's different options there, and it just matters when it comes down to it of how that retirement income is going to be taxed. And so this is just important details, obviously, for people to know about.
You know, this is why I wrote the book, The Three Blind Mice. And if you're listening to me right now, if you want to get a copy of the book, anybody wants to come in and meet with me, I'd be happy to give it to you. I'm not trying to sell the book at all. But I think what's happening is you have your three blind mice, your financial advisor, your legal guy, your will, power of attorney, living will. And then, of course, you've got your tax guy, your CPA or your accountant or whatever. And this is what's so important, that the financial guy or gal that you're working with, if they're not looking at the tax return and you're about to pull money out and you're ready to retire, the most important thing I can tell you, I can encourage you, I would beg you, is to get with your financial guy or gal and say, here's my tax return. How should I be pulling money out? What's going to be the most challenging process of pulling money out? How much extra tax will I pay? When Social Security was tax-free, now Social Security can be taxed up to 85%, and you don't even know that. How does that get affected? And when you're pulling money out of these qualified plans, I call it ugly money because it's qualified, you have to pay tax at the ordinary tax basis. When you pull the money out, how much are you going to pay in taxes? And I think I know for a fact, when we meet with people who want to come in and want to get a second opinion or a third opinion, this is a tremendous tool. This, what is this? The tax return. It is a tremendous, powerful tool when you're going into retirement, along with if you're getting Social Security disability, maybe your spouse is getting that. Or maybe you're getting two or three different pension plans, or maybe you're not getting Social Security because you work for the railroad, you're getting a different plan. So this is not a one-time meet somebody and invest. No, This is a game plan or a discussion on how to best optimize your retirement for the best choices. You won't have to pay excessive taxes because you walk through the process of taxes. And I can tell you, this is where the whether it's pre-tax, post-tax retirement, you've got to pay attention. You've got to pay attention to taxes because you think you're going to live on, let's say, $4,000 a month, but you end up living on maybe $3,500 a month. That $500 could affect people.
Right.
You know, because of why? You didn't take in the consideration, not you, but the person that you're working with did not look at the taxes. And this is a vital mistake.
Yes. 609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. We're talking about decisions that need to be made in regards to your 401k or your IRA. And, you know, one of those things is the rules about taking money out of these accounts. And what do we need to know, Scott, about when we have to start taking those required minimum distributions, those RMDs?
Well, those required minimum distributions are exciting. I think every year the government is lately setting a game plan up to postpone it. And it sounds great. I can postpone it. It used to be 70 and a half, changed to 72, and now it's 73. So they're postponing and say, oh, the government's so nice. Okay, well, they changed something else. They changed, what if you pass away and it goes to, let's say, the nieces, the nephews, maybe your kids. Now you have what's called it becomes a beneficiary IRA. Or maybe your mother and dad passed away and you're receiving it. Those out there, if you received an inheritance, do yourself a favor. Give our studios a quick shout out and set a time up with me for 10, 15 minutes. We can talk about the beneficiary IRA post-2020, pre-2020, because this is the mistakes I have seen so often. How do you pull money out? The government changed the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's use the rules for your benefit, not for Scott's benefit, not for your financial advisors, your benefit, for your benefit. And this is where the tax return, along with maybe the IRAs, the 401ks, come involved. Maybe you receive money from someone passing, beneficiary IRAs, or maybe it's time to start doing a conversion based on your tax return to converting it to Roth IRAs, tax-free money. And you can do that over a period of time until, of course, the government's allowing you still to do it, and they want to get their hands on your money. The IRS is amazing. I do believe, Alex, they need to hire more people without guns, by the way. Just hire more IRS people, because who likes sitting on the phone for 3 hours just to speak to somebody, get an answer, and you get a brand new person, they give you a half-tail answer. This is not good. This is why, if you're out there, you've got a financial guy or gal, you love them to death, or you want to give us a call, let's take a look at the tax returns, because 403B, 401K, 457, IRAs all have a left hook coming. And when it comes, you don't want to be the recipient of that left hook. In other words, excessive taxes because you didn't pay attention, or the financial person you're working with didn't even look at that. And that's the three blind mice you're working with. They didn't pay attention.
Well, and Scott, it just speaks to, too, like there's changes that happen all the time. There's rules, there's requirements that may adjust or that are just, you know, hard to remember. And if you were trying to do this DIY approach, the kind of stuff that you'd have to keep in your mind and you'd have to keep updated, and you're going to miss something. And that's where somebody like you, Scott, I mean, sure, the rule changes, they might bother you too, as far as, okay, now I got to learn something new. But that's your job, is to go in here, okay, RMD changed from 72 to 73. What does that mean? Okay, you know, these new rules because this new administration, or due to what's going on with the economy, this is kind of what we can foresee happening. I mean, these are things that, man, it wears you out as an advisor having to keep track of, but that's your job. That's what you love to do. You love being that person for folks, and so they can go focus on other things. Go see those grandkids. Go, you know, go play some golf today. Don't be sitting here trying to get all the, you know, details worked out of every single plan you have, every single account. I mean, it's good for you to know some things, but shoot, let the expert help guide you also. That's why you're here.
It is. And I want to thank those of you who have been with me for so long. I know we've received so many phone calls because of our radio show. We've done a lot of TV. You've probably seen my beautiful face or George's beautiful face on TV. And we're here. We do this not to strum up a ton of business, to let you know, hey, we're out there. We're on our game. The laws change, as you well stated, Alex. They change so rapidly. And I myself, we still got to go through the continuing education process. We still got to take classes. And it's not like a professor sitting behind the pulpit and teaching students. I'm in the game working with clients and teaching other people because I love it. And I think education is so important. And, you know, sometimes I miss rules. I miss it. Yeah, that's right. I made a mistake. Okay, great. If I miss something, the neat thing is I've got people to lean on and run things by, whether it's a pool of CFAs, Chartered Financial Analyst, or CPAs. I can make a couple phone calls and just double check my work, which is what we do here. Like you said, Alex, that's our job.
Mm-hmm.
And rules do change. Alex, to give you an example, I was helping a young woman. Here she is, 55. The rules is on IRAs, you can pull money out after 59 and a half. And she wanted income. She inherited a lot of money from her daddy, and she wanted to pull income out. So we put her into a couple vehicles. Some of the money went into a non-qualified account, which means when you pull it out, it's not taxable, except for any kind of short-term, long-term capital gain. But she also had IRAs. So we did a strategy program, and I looked through it all. I said, you know what? Based on the risk factor, the beta, with the alpha factor, how much growth we can have, and this is about as deep as I'm going to get on the radio, where does she put her money? You know, we took money out of her account because she's 55. She can't take it from IRAs unless she turns it on to a 72T. Well, we changed her investment. She is getting a nice check every single month. Non-taxable. And then when she turns 59 and a half, we switch accounts. We start doing some Roth conversions, and she still pulls money out, keeping her tax bracket down. Really fun stuff. It's almost like you and I are playing chess. The one who has the more knowledge and can think four or five steps ahead, you're the winner. I don't know if you guys were out there, if you're the winner. You're a winner when you look at the taxes and the investment. If you're not, you could be being set up, as the Three Blind Mice says, they need to talk to each other. And if they don't, you're the one who are going to suffer the consequences. Don't let that happen. Give our studios a call. If you would like that help, we're here for you. 609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-46. No cost, no obligation. By the way, that's our website, 609-488-4646.com. You'll go there. You can peruse the site, see what's going on, and then give our studios a call. Ask for Bonnie. She'll put you in the queue. We'd love to speak to you. No cost, no obligation, because making tax decisions could cost an exorbitant amount of money that you didn't have to pay, and that's called regret.
Whether it's a 401k or an IRA that you have for retirement, one thing is certain. You can't treat your retirement account like an ATM. Spending down your savings too quickly and running out of money is an option, well, you just can't afford. Financial Insanity with Scott McClain continues in just a moment.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McClain from McClain Advisor Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McClain Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McClain Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bellpoint Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.
And when you pay down debt, you don't pay down the highest interest rate. The biggest mistake is you pay the highest interest rate card when you should do the snowball effect of paying down debt.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Whether you have a 401k or an IRA, you cannot treat those things like a big ATM. Those retirement accounts, well, there are certain strategies that you have to implement to make sure you do not run out of money in retirement. The number 609-488-4646. If you want to talk to Scott and his team over at the McLean Advisory Group. But what do you think about that, Scott? Probably should have some strategies so you don't run out of that money in those retirement accounts.
Well, you could do the Wing Chun plan and wing it.
Yeah. I mean, it might be fun for a little bit, but
it would
eventually.
Be. I mean, you know, in your early years, they call it the go-go years.
Yep.
You're making a fat income, and then you retire. You put the skids on, and you and your lovely spouse or your family want to go on trips, and you're spending money.
Yep.
This is really important. I love meeting with people at least a year before retirement, if not 6 months at the latest. Hey, Scott, we're fixing to retire. Okay, great. We can take a fixed dollar amount, but what I find is when you're living, let's say, on $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year, and you are working, well, you're making that money. But you have now retired. Now you got no other taxes. Social Security tax, that's off the table. You're not paying that. FICA, FUCA tax, it's off the table. The question's going to be, how are you going to pull it out? Maybe from a fixed amount of money, I want to pull $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month. Okay, great. What investments are you in? And maybe you say, well, Scott, you know what? I want to pull a lot out now. I want to buy a new car. I want to buy, I want to go on a trip to Europe and I want to spend some money. This is not a wing it plan, even though it is kind of when you were first retired. Most people have a juicy income. They go to retirement and they're, all right, I'll just live on the same income. I call it the wing it plan. And they don't think, okay, they could be spending a lot of money. Usually in the go-go years, when you first retire, then we have the slow-go years. You're not doing as much. So maybe you're not going to that same vacation. You did it. You've done it. You don't want to do it again. And then we have the no-go years. Your lights are twinkling. Maybe they're getting dull. Or maybe you say, you know what? I don't want to go snow skiing anymore. My knees are busted. I can't go. Y'all have fun. And so is it the fixed dollar plan? Is it maybe a limited – maybe you're going to limit withdrawals over that period of time? Do you have investments that by way of contract, listen, investments by way of contract, they're paying a steady check to you and they could pay a steady check for your life or by way of the contract, like a bond, like a preferred. What if they don't pay a dividend? And so these are really, really important. Then some of you guys out there and ladies, lovely, beautiful ladies and men, maybe you have the bucket plan. I called you. You put your money in a bucket. You start pulling it out. How much do you pull out of the bucket? Or maybe you have a bucket plan. I have enough money in case the refrigerator breaks. Save, save, save. Refrigerator breaks. Save, save, save. I need 4 new tires in my car. Save, save, save. The kids are going through a divorce. They need help. Save, save, save. The kids can't pay their mortgage. I'm going to help them. This is a bucket plan. You know, I call it an emergency type of plan. But remember, it's your emergency for those retiring. It's not the kids' retirement. They got to go through the bump in the road sometimes. I know everybody wants to bail the kids out. But sometimes you need, and I don't mean to be ugly, if anyone's out there listening, if you haven't met me, I'm really warm and love people to death, but sometimes they just have to go through that bump in the road to figure it out themselves.
Right.
And this could minimize the required minimum distribution by using the Roth conversion tool. So maybe we'll start putting in the IRAs and 401k monies. We start pulling the 403b. We start pulling the money out. Again, you look at how do I pull income out? This is where I always talk about. If you've listened to me before, I say TR, total return equals I plus G, income plus growth. So if you have a growth plan, you can't spend growth when it drops, right? But if you have income, you don't have to sell off shares. You enjoy the dividend, that dividend or the interest coming in. And I can tell you, the distribution strategies that are out there are really vital when those of you heading into retirement, if you're not paying attention, look at all the neat strategies that could happen. And there's some cool ones out there. It's really, really can be really simple when you get someone to educate you through that process, your light bulb will come on like it did in mine when I was in school. It's like, wow, this is cool. I got to tell everybody. And now you head into the education phase, which we've been doing. So, Alex, that's really important for people out there. If you're in retirement or about to retire, how do you set it up?
Yes. Talking IRA and 401k decisions today. If you have questions, the number is 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Scott, how do we figure out how much income we're going to need these different accounts to generate? We know that we're going to need to figure out different ways than just that paycheck in the future. These are some strategies, but how do we discern, you know, decipher how much income from here, how much from here? How do we go about that process?
So that's a really loaded question.
Right.
So when first of all, you see how much money do we have in qualified plans. A qualified plan could be an IRA, a 401k, 403b, 457. This is taxable money. Then we look at the non-taxable money, money market, savings account, fixed accounts, CDs. And we say, okay, maybe we take from both sides. Why? Taxes. How can we reduce taxes? And then we say, look, we also have income coming in from where? Well, maybe you have a pension plan. This is the biggest mistake I can see people making. They take the maximum withdrawal and the spouse gets nothing because they buy, let's say, $200,000 of insurance. They think that's a lot. And they take the maximum plan. For example, maybe you choose the plan that's going to give you $3,000 maximum for life. And if you buy $200,000, if you die, they take the $200,000. Thinking that $300,000 or that money, that $3,000 a month will last. It won't. Do yourself a favor and give our studios a call off the air. And then to say, you know what? I felt comfortable on the phone, Scott. I felt you didn't have to beg or bug. We won't do that. My name is on the door. This is going in our 43rd year of the business. And if the Lord lets me have another 43 years, otherwise I got younger people in my office. So our office will continue for another 43 years. But I think the question is, how do you set your money up so it'll last a good long time for the rest of your life that you can bank on? And that's why people give us a call off the air, 609-488-4646. That's my studio, 609-488-4646.com if you want to visit us online. But Alex, that's a really hard question. Well, I hope I try to answer some of those people out there.
Well, and what you did, Scott, was you made it very clear that an income strategy is necessary in retirement, having one set and so that you have a plan. And to that point, Scott, when is the best time to get with a trusted financial partner to make that happen as far as having that income strategy in retirement? When is the right time to have that conversation?
I love meeting people, whether it's 5 years before, and worst case scenario, 6 months before.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because we have to put a plan together where they can practice it, because you're going to mess up the first 4, 5, 6 months. You're going to mess up, almost like working out. You work out one day, your body's sore, you don't want to work out again. This is a plan that needs to be put in place, and then have someone hold you accountable, because this is not a do-over plan. This is not a set it and forget it.
609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. Just add .com for the website. Well, coming up, we're going to be talking about the top 5 signs that you need a new advisor. That is coming up. This is Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
News, tips, and financial tricks, all right here.
It's the kind of dazzle we need around here.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group.
Well, if you've been with an advisor for a while and you're thinking about making a change, there are five signs it is finally time to fire your financial advisor. Or maybe you're just considering getting a second opinion. We're going to hear about that now. Scott McLean here on Financial Insanity. Thank you so much for joining us. And Scott.
Thanks, Alex.
Yes, this is one of those times where, you know, maybe somebody's out there thinking, gosh, I don't know if this person is right for me. Or maybe they're thinking, I've been hearing about the value of getting a second opinion. And maybe one of these notes here or one of these signs will resonate with you. So let's jump into it here, Scott. So the first sign that it could be time to fire your current advisor, they are not acting in your best interest. I know that is so important, Scott.
It's really important, Alex. When I hire a limousine driver to bring me to the airport or bring me somewhere, my best interest is to get there on time, safely, securely, with a nice, smooth, comfortable ride. The challenge is, in this volatile market, are they paying attention to it? Or maybe they're acting on their benefit. Let's get the highest rate of return, but that's speeding up and slowing down and speeding up on that limousine. Well, if they're not acting in the best interest, they're not a fiduciary. They're selling products that may pad their pocketbook. Are they ethically bound by, as we are, as a fiduciary? Are they obligated to really ask lots of deep, concerning questions? I think that's number one. Are they acting in your best interest out there listening to me? Are they just, don't worry, hang in there, like they said when I was in the early 80s. Hang in there, don't worry, it'll come back. In the year 2000, hang in there, don't worry, it'll come back. That's what they told us to say, but here it is, 2022. Those statements doesn't work when you're in retirement or nearing retirement. So number one is, Alex, is are they really looking at your best interest? Are they asking about your spouse and their health? Asking lots of really come to Jesus, I call it, questions. Are they really getting down in the dirt? Maybe you have a child that's disabled. Are they thinking about that child? How are they going to protect it? Maybe their lights are twinkling. They're getting dementia. Are they listening to your best interest, not just growing the money? That's really important. They're looking maybe at commissions versus really advising. That's really important.
Well, and like a driver that maybe is getting gas after picking you up as opposed to doing before. They're not acting in your best interest. Like you want an advisor to be thinking about me instead of thinking about yourself.
Absolutely.
Now, number two here, as we're going through five signs that it could be time to fire your advisor, they dismiss your input, Scott. You wouldn't want that.
I don't know anybody and it's time really to leave dismissing the input. I think if I was at Christmas time, if I wanted a new tennis racket, I remember the famous Arthur Ashe tennis racket. I played tennis a lot when I was younger and I really wanted a tennis racket. Well, if I got a ping pong racket, I wanted a tennis racket. Different game. They hit the ball across the little fence or the big fence. The question is, did mom and dad dismiss me? And that really makes challenge for how I feel about things. You didn't listen, mom, dad, or you didn't listen, Mr. and Mrs. Advisor. You see, with the expertise of asking about the taxes, ask about the legal questions, ask about the financial and investment questions. Maybe you were aggressive a few years ago when the market was taking off, but now it's going down. and they don't listen to you because they say, well, it's going to come back. Hang in there. Don't worry. They absolutely didn't listen. And maybe they respond, but they didn't take action. And this is a real problem in the industry today because hopefully the market's come back. It's had a real challenge. I would like, if anybody's out there listening, you'd like a little discussion. Let's have a little talk. I'd love to talk to you off the air. And if you'd like to ask some questions to me, I'll be happy to get a hold of you. You can actually leave it with Bonnie, and Bonnie will set up a time to have you talk to us off the air at 609-488-4646. Because when you hire a financial advisor, not only number one, they were saying not acting in your best interest. And number two, are they listening or are they dismissing your input? In other words, maybe you had a child that has to move back in with you because they made a series of bad decisions and they're going through a financial challenge. Okay, that needs to be in the plan. That's why I think these financial plans are good for a short period of time, maybe a month or two, not for a long period of time because life happens. So number one, not acting in best interest. Number two, they dismiss your input. Please, this is important to discuss this. If not on a yearly basis, at least once or twice, maybe four times a year if your life is really changing. Don't let your input get dismissed. Alex, now you had number three,
yeah,
which is really challenging. Alex, what have you heard out? What was number three, the biggest challenge you've heard?
Sure, and what I'll say too is, and this kind of goes, two and three kind of go hand in hand, and to your point about a person like Bonnie, Bonnie's just such a great asset for you, a tremendous person to work with, to talk to, and just a great person to have in your office, and somebody who will never be number three, difficult to reach because sure, Scott, you might be in and out of meetings with other fine folks, and Bonnie is the person in your office to be there to help take those calls and guide clients to you and through the process. But number three, as far as five signs it could be time to fire your advisor, they're difficult to reach.
You know, Alex, that's a wonderful choice. I was going to bring that up. I had different words, but your words are much better than mine. Difficult to reach. You know, we've actually just hired two more people because our practice is growing, which I'm so pleased that it's growing. We get so many of our clients referring us, and not being able to, the number one goal is to take care of our clients. Number two goal is get new business. And of course, we got to get new business to keep our business going. But luckily, we don't work out of the back of our car. We don't travel to someone's house. We don't, we have to have them come here. I used to do that in the early years of my practice from 1982, 83, 84, and actually stopped doing that in around 1995, 96, where people started coming in. I just could not make my time worthwhile. So if they're working on the back of the car, God bless them. But if they don't have a staff and someone to follow up with the questions, we're trying to train our new staff members to answer a lot of questions because we don't want people hanging out there. Just today, we had the beautiful husband pass away. And we're now discussing with them, okay, with his wife, okay, how do we plan your income? You've just lost your husband's Social Security since yours was higher. He had a pension. His pension dropped down from $1,000 a month to $450 a month. So we have to make that up. We're trying to figure that out. You know what? They need to reach somebody. And that's important. That's why we have to have a staff. So I think that's really important because, you know, again, being in that limousine, you want to be able to communicate with people which way to go, how to get there. They think they know where to go, but maybe you have a different area. So if you can't reach them, they dismiss your impact. They are not acting in your best interest. Well, are they difficult to reach? And this is really, really a challenge I hear. It's almost like you buy a product at the bank thinking the bank's going to protect you. You set it and forget it. And that is not the area because life as a fiduciary, as an advisor, it has a lot of different segments, which is legal, tax, and finance.
Well, and if you want to reach Scott, you can at 609-488-4646. Again, the number 609-488-4646. Going through five signs, it could be time to fire your advisor. Number one, they're not acting in your best interest. Number two, they dismiss your input. Number three, they're difficult to reach. Number four, Scott, they don't give you the details. Now, I don't want all the details, but heck, if I'm giving you some of my money or a lot of my money, I would like to kind of know what's going on and what you're doing with it and not have it be a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
you know, whether they're investing $5,000 or $500,000, $1 million, each person is not, Alex, a cookie cutter. Now, when I say cookie cutter, Alex, what that mean for those of you listening, let's say you have mutual funds and you bought what's called target date mutual funds. They call it the 2020, 2025, 2030. In other words, when are you going to retire? And say, well, I'm going to retire in 2035. Okay, you click it, set it, forget it. No, 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 no. Not good. You need to really pay attention to those areas because you really, they got to dig down for more details as to how much do you want to pull out. If it's for income, do we want money for our special needs child? What happens if you become disabled? These are question, in-depth questions that could lead down the estate planning role, which we do at our firm. I think you know that, Alex. We do that really. We got great, great people. Maybe they have other types of investment tools they didn't tell us about or didn't tell the advisor about. They need to pull that in, which we did just the other day, where they had an extra $30,000, which didn't change their life, but they said, oh, Scott, by the way, we have an extra $30,000. Great, let's put that over here. You take care of it. Go put it in a 3% account at Ally Bank if you wish to use them. Great liquid. But again, people's details are so important. Most of the times what I find, Alex, is if I don't ask the questions, they may not even remember to ask. Or if I don't ask diving deep questions, by the way, who does your money go to? Oh, you want to make sure it's protected because your daughter has a spendthrift problem? Well, maybe we need a spendthrift trust because if she gets it all at once, she's going to blow it. Or maybe your son is married to a woman, a man that they don't like, and you want to protect that money from that person. Maybe we need to have that discussion. Again, this is a time to for the advisor that I hope if before you advise them, are they asking you really deep down, I call it intimate questions, intimate meaning intimately about your finances, to make sure you preserve your money. The money goes to the right place. And today's could be different than 2 years from now. So again, a tight lip will sink a ship. Well, could it sink a ship if you know there's a hole in it? Well, let's go tell the captain we got a problem. So again, I'm not sure what you guys are doing out there listening. That's right. You right now that are listening to me. You got to give all the information out there. They're not asking. That's why when I wrote the book, The Three Blind Mice, How the Financial Planning Process Leads Your Money to a Mousetrap, I bring up 11 different flags that pop up. And for those of you listening right now, if you'd like to get a copy of my book, I'd love to get it in your hands any way possible. Just give Bonnie a call because these are some questions that Alex brought up, the five different areas. Number one, not acting in your best interest, fire him. Or your advisor. Number two, they dismiss your input. They're not listening, trying to have their own agenda, not your agenda. And by the way, your agenda may change as we just spoke. Number three was they're difficult to reach. And lastly, number four is they don't give you clear or all the details, but there's one more.
One more, Scott.
Just in. There's one more that's really, really, really important that ties it all together. Alex, what was that number five? I think that you found.
Well,
you speaking to your mom and dad and other advisors, families.
Absolutely. We got just a couple minutes left. We want to go over the last one, and this one's important. And for you, it's something that's easy. You're a people person. You're a social guy. You're easy to get along with, and you want to get to know people. And this is the last one. So five signs it could be time to fire your advisor. The last one, they don't take the time to get to know you. Why is that important, Scott?
Guys, listen, if you're listening to me right now, if you invest any money with an advisor, the first time you meet them, you need to run. If they beg you for money, you need to run. You need to get to know them, know their personality, their role. It just may not be a good fit. And if you're married, have a special partner, you know what? You guys need to talk about it on your own. I would do no business with anybody. I tell it to clients when they come visit me, Alex. We will not do business today. I want to get to know you. I want to know if I can help you. I want to know if we're a good fit for our firm and a good fit for you. Because if something happens to you, I need to know how our firm can best serve you. So they don't take time to get to know you. You need to get your questions written, not just are you a fiduciary? That's important. Please 609-488-4646. This was, again, the top subjects, the top area that people want to make a shift in their advisors. It's time to look at them. Number one, they're not acting in your best interest. Number two, they dismiss your input. Number three, they're difficult to reach. Very important. Number four, they don't give you the details. They need to give you all the details. And lastly, really don't take time to get to know you. And that's why I love to meet people. So I look forward to hearing from you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to those of you. And as you plan the New Year's resolution, this could be a wonderful time to get another opinion.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, and we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.